This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Werebears and Werebores.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So again, we're continuing. This is the end of the first week of Lycanthropornite. Lycanthortnite? Mm-hmm. Sorry, we're still working on it. And we've got our first good lycanthrope, the werebear. Which are just like even in this illustration, he obviously was out jacking some lumber.
Yeah, by good you just mean good aligned, not interesting.
No, it's definitely like what they are presenting is you get bitten by a radioactive Barry Burton, and then just all of a sudden you grow real stout, and then just like have a proclivity towards picking up axes and swinging them.
It is like the brawny man. Like it's like you're forest ranger guy, and I was thinking about this in terms of like homoeroticness for one, right? Like this is like a bear, like a gay culture bear, you know. And if there were in the D&D world, if there were like, you know, bears and twinks and otters and stuff, like these guys would definitely qualify. Like when they're humans, they look like, you know, gay bears, and then when they're werebears, they, you know, are big hairy dudes. And then I was also thinking in this illustration specifically in terms of the Charmin commercials.
Oh no.
Like this kind of looks like a realistic rendering of like one of those bears leaving the, you know, it's his mom's like weird human basement.
there's just a big brown streak across the driveway.
Need fine paper that work for me.
And there's something weird going on with this guy's legs because I haven't seen a lot of bears, but the human aspect on this guy doesn't really come through when he is doubled over on all fours like that. So instead it just looks like an incredibly lanky, let's say,
you dressed beaver. Up a bear. Yeah. like one of those weird hello outside. In Russia where they'd be like, it's the dangerous man, and they just like shave a bear and dress him in human clothes.
Put him in a tiny car like ballet.
Wait, so there's some kind of werebear chainsaw outside. call the werebears to stop this kind rangers.
They are game wardens.
Yeah, they're rangers.
Yeah,
they seem like fine, you know. Like I guess there's a good place, like if you know you're in the forest, you run into a guy, you don't like, there's no story to this though, like, you know. So the idea, like, you're out in the woods, you run into somebody, you get involved in their life, and then you go back to their house and it's like a nightmare house because they're a werewolf, right?
Yeah, a lot like, more rabbit carcasses than I thought there would be.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
excuse me, Phil, did you just grab a salmon out of midair?
Yes, I did. I'm a werebear. We're good. Oh, great.
Okay.
Can you point me towards adventure?
Can I ride you? Because it might be pretty cool to ride a bear.
Well. You know, I see you've seen the ad. So, but it just like, you know, there's nothing can happen from this.
Right.
Like it's in that like broad swath of Monstrous Manual things where it's like Deus Ex DM.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like if people are having a hard time in the forest, maybe some werebears show up.
Yeah.
Help them out.
And it's also kind of ridiculous that there is an alignment for this because all of the other entries, even the general one, says that they lose control and cannot determine friend or foe. So even if this guy's, you know, even if you're rolling deep with this guy, he goes full bear. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're down too.
Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
A Grizzly Man would have been a better name for these things too.
They really would.
Yeah, just Grizzly Mans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing with wild animals. Like, it's just, you know, they're wild. The woman who had her face torn off by a chimpanzee.
The pictures of the after on her surgery still haunt me.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
It's gotta go.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. I just said that's very unfortunate, and I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
And then the werebore is, or these are just jerks.
Yeah,
they're because just, somebody like made this thing, and they're like, "Oh, I think boars are kind of rude."
they are were Dave Matthews.
Yeah. I think of Dave Matthews being a little bit more like
a little bit more chill, know,
like douchey.
I'm picturing the Dave Matthews from the "I Did It" video.
Okay, like they kind of like, "Oops, I did it."
Yep. You know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Pig it.
But yeah, my favorite line in this, so they dress in simple garments that are easy to remove, repair, or replace. I'm just picturing them in tearaway basketball pants. Let's go ham. There we go.
Just go ham. So these guys, they hang out in bars. Like, they're like Al Bundy's.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, it's like No Ma'am. Like, his, like, weird misogynist group that he had.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they turn to boars, you know, and they're just kind of, like, shitty.
Yeah, they just act like, it's like the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia thing, where the song is all about the bird part and not the bird man part.
Yeah.
Like, you turn into a boar, and even when you're in human form, you just, like, find truffles. Like, it is your primary directive, is to seek out truffles.
Yeah. Yep. Which is, you know, great. Truffles are good.
Make some money.
Yeah, make some money, make some oil. So, you know, I can see it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how in any way these things would fit into a campaign.
No.
Again, what's the cool reveal that happens when you find out, like, the shopkeep who's kind of a dick is actually a werebore?
Well, there's also the aspect of these things that anybody who becomes a flavor of lycanthrope takes on a vague appearance of that animal when they're in human form. So, like, your DM's going to give up the game, too. Like, you approach this man. He looks kind of like a pig, but in human form.
Yeah, he's got some porcine features.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, something, let's kill him. let's throw with my silver dagger.
Yeah, let's put an apple in his mouth.
Just in case. Oh, man, I didn't think about that because, okay. It's like, when these things die, they turn into humans, right?
Right.
So you get a boar.
Mm-hmm.
You kill it, it's not quite
Jesus.
Dead.
Yeah.
You put an apple in its mouth, you roast it over a spit.
What kind of monster are you cooking an animal alive?
Well, it's like, maybe it's like, it's still, you know, barely alive. People do that shit though. Like,
lobsters.
Lobsters, like other things. And then as it's on the spit, it transmorphs into a human with an apple in its mouth.
It's just a dude.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
and then it says, like, the Holocaust didn't happen. And then you're like, oh, this thing's rude. Fuck it. Let's do this.
Yep. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.